let me just tell people what this meow, 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 meow business is. JW Nyon found out that one of the products that Matthew was selling, the placebo enhancer, is a little, like, 6-ounce bottle of cheap magnesium oil with the essence of cat purr imbued into the magnesium oil.
Cat purr, the sound.
The sound of a cat purring. for the mere sum of 54 or whatever dollars. So JW just went crazy.
And JW started going meow, 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 meow. And now I am shocked at
it. That's all he said to us now. I'm saying that on the heels of the latest cease and desist by Matthew David Hurtado against me for saying horrible things about him, which is unbelievable. Yeah. No, I haven't said a word about him except to state the obvious facts once.
Yeah. So he's reacting to that, what you stated.
Which I stated like 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Right, so he responded today and told you to cease and desist. And you told him to get a life.
I said, no, get a life. But I think what Ian was just saying about what little man does to himself, you know, once this whole Matthew thing is dead and buried, we're going to have the best example in the whole wide living world of a person who descended, who was supposedly ascending, but then he just decided, oh, I'd rather descend.
He turned left at Greenland.
Missed it to millions and
back again.
Yeah.
Hey, Ian, could you do that? Could you go pew? You know, do it your special accent. So we never found out about the archetype. We didn't find out nothing. We didn't know nothing. More nothing. But
you say something about meditation?
It's what you do if you don't want to go to court.
That's mediation, Ian. She's saying meditation.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. Mediation, Ira. Mediation.
Okay.
Between you and yourself.
You get a mediator, and you get the id and the ego, and you lock them in a room, and you serve them lots of cookies and sweet juices with lots of sugar, and you put them in a room, and you make them stay there and eat those things. No caffeine. Just really high fructose corn syrup in cookie form, and very sweet juices. And you make them have it until they hype themselves up, until they either eat themselves to death, or they decide that they don't really know or care, or that they can't win anyway, or that they don't know why they're there anyhow. And then you're done, and the mediation is complete. You feel better, or at least very sugared.
Who's in the room? The ego and who?
And the id.
And the ego.
Oh, the id and the ego is in the room, and you're mediating. Okay, that's meditation. Very good.
It's meditation. That's why you quiet your mind. That's why you let yourself apart. That's why you try to figure it all out. You try to let the winds of the time blow through the sands of the hourglass, that these are the days of our lives.
Ian, I have a question from Pamela in Australia. Why don't ascended women give birth if you can have, do, or be anything?
Because you don't conceive. Why didn't God birth Adam and Eve?
Why didn't he what? Birth Adam and Eve?
Birth Adam and Eve. Only little men, he didn't. I know, but why didn't he? You can create a human, but you don't birth it.
Won't the world be diminished without the birth of children, asked Pamela.
No, it will not. There's many of you now.
Yeah, is it this whole birth business in it trying to undo eternity? It seems to me that's what
it is.
You know.
Instead of a reset, it's a rewash.
Rewash? W-A-S-H?
Yeah. Instead of what happens is the guff, you keep making more and more and more. The same way you want it. Here you go, you human creators. Let me give this. Okay, everybody just kind of get you a cocktail for just a second. It's going to be 1 second. This is the same way all you human creators. You're so marvelous at creating. You don't know where you are. You don't have a clue what you're doing. You said, I want money, 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 money. Liza Bailey, money makes the world go around the world, go around the world. So money, 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 money. So guess what? Money is debt. Fiat money is debt. In the year 2000, let's just do time, the markets were when Clinton was around, you had no debt. You didn't owe anything. And you said, money, 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 money. And you're such a marvelous creator. You created a lot of money. Guess what? You owe $116 trillion now because money is debt. Now everyone has won the lottery and everyone has money. And now the banks are charging you money to deposit it because there's too much of it. Your value of your houses is gone to nothing because there's too much money. You see, you created so much money, which is debt. Now you have more debt than you can pay. But you, everybody's got lots of money. Money's not a problem. They'll give you all the money you want. No problem. Matter of fact, they won't even pay you any interest on it. So it tells you the value of money is none. So the thing you wanted lots of now has no value.
Jody, way back there, location desert, is the sun hollow?
No, it is not hollow. Neither is T.S. Eliot's Hollow Man.
Okay, another question. Pamela says, are there any ascended beings hanging out in Australia, Ion?
Yes, there are.
About what, 453,763?
Didn't say.
Ion, your whole rant about the money and the debt and we're overrun with it. Let's go to, in an ascended place, will there even be a form of exchange? Won't it all be about creation?
Yeah, it sure will. It'll be a means of exchange. It'll be hand me, get me, fetch me, and you have to feed them. The same reason the Hebrews asked to be put into bondage, and they made Pharaoh a god. Well, Pharaoh had to feed them. So do you.
Alex from Chicago says, Matthew Hurtado has an audio on Facebook saying that they have a way for people to make RNA drops at home by themselves that really work. What does Ion have to say about that?
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow,
And will all of Matthew's new products fail?
Didn't say.
You say we will have to feed them. Who are they?
The foot soldiers, foot servants.
The foot soldiers.
Those who serve in your kingdom.
Are they going to be other gods, or are they going to be other beings, or going to be lesser men?
It's very rare that God serves gods. God doesn't serve God.
So is my hedgehog going to come in with worms for me to eat or what? Or I will give her some drops or what?
Well, feed it a cat. Maybe that'll help.
Does rain increase the release of H197 from the earth?
No, rain does not. Fukushima does. Purple does. Los Alamos does. That little place in Nebraska that nobody talks about, it's making the most.
The most radiation.
H197.
Yeah, it's amazing. You don't hear nothing about the one in Nebraska.
Nothing. Yeah. We know. We think it's wonderful. You can't even Google Earth. It's astounding.
Are the elements in the soil changing with the release of H197?
You better believe it, honey. You better believe it.
The what?
The elements
in the soil.
Are changing.
In the soil, oh, okay.
And in the sewer.
So that's where sewage is going to become edible, because the environment is going to make the sewage nutritious.
The little man will soon vie for God's shit.
God's shit.
You'll name it. Decadent defecation.
DD. That'll be DD.
DD. DD.
Are you going to leave that alone, Bert?
No.
Are you going to let I get away with that, Bert?
No.
Okay.
I have a question about dirt and electricity in
yes.
the atmosphere.
So, okay. Your question then is about ohmage.
Yes.
Resistance will change. Now, do you want us to go ahead and answer it before you ask the rest of the question, or do you want us to let you catch up?
No, go ahead and answer it.
Okay. The ohmage that you're describing in the way the soil matriculates or grounds electrical current, once this changes, once your atmosphere changes, it will be more of a stabilizer, not a grounder. Your earth will no longer be a lightning rod deductor. The anode version of the ground will change the actual way AC current is emitted or transmitted will shift. Does that answer? Now you can tell everybody the question.
Is there a relationship between the four living creatures in Ezekiel chapter 1 with the four beasts in Revelation 4?
Yes. The only difference is, remember the ox in the face of the man? And then the
yeah.
ox, the face, and the calf. One's the ox, one's the calf.
Ask him if it's chemistry, Bert.
Yeah.
Is it 122? Is it the color of the terrible crystal, Bert?
That's in chapter 1, Ezekiel. But can you outline the chemistry or the element relationships between the four?
We did that already. That's old school. That's in rewrite. You've got that right. They won't let us do that.
In Ezekiel?
We did that already. We've done that 380,480.
It's in the angel diagram, Bert.
Brian said what he said. We've done
Thank
this
you, Brian.
It's interesting, Bert, that Ian won't answer you. You know, he's using the alibi. Oh, we did that. But I said, yes, in the old school.
I wasn't in rewrite.
I know. He wasn't in rewrite.
No, you must spend $5,800,000.
No, that's rupees. You have to spend that many rupees. Yeah.
No fucking dollars.
Are the four living creatures you mentioned in rewrite, are they in the inner seven or the outer seven?
Inner.
Inner.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian can do this.
Brian.
Good, Brian.
Now ask him which ring it's in, Bert. Be more specific. In the inner, which ring is the four beasts?
Ion, which ring are the four living creatures?
Come on, Brian. You're doing good.
He asked you. He asked you, Ion.
We already know, but he needs to know. You know you did it. You ushered it. Fifth and sixth.
No, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Between them.
Well, between them is what you said was the ionosphere.
That's what he's asking about.
Well, I thought he was asking what the chemical makeup of the four beasts, and that was in ring number, I think it was it three or?
Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? You should not obey the truth. Therefore, in your eyes, Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you, received you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, yet you now made thy perfect in the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, do it here by works of the law or by hearing of faith.
And you're referring to the space between the fourth and fifth ring there with the whole Spirit of the law thing?
Yes, good for you. That would give you the chemical equation of the difference. You've been trying to sort out the difference between the face of the man, which is the ox in Ezekiel, and the face of the calf, which is in Revelation. It's time to discern the difference.
But in your whole phrase, you're actually working from the center of the angel diagram, that's the cross. You're working from the center, and then you're working your way out to the space between the fourth and fifth ring.
And that's why they call it in the Christian faith a sinner, S-I-N-N-E-R, rather than a center, C-E-N-T-E-R. Good. Marcus, you didn't get that in me right, did you?
I didn't. Maybe the note takers did.
No, you got more than the note takers did, don't worry. I don't know. Jenny Bell's notes may be the best. She's got good notes.
Go ahead, Bert. The seal of God in the foreheads in Revelation 9, is that a reference to activated chromosome 14 in the hypothalamus? Or is it the entire brain?
The entire brain is where it connects through the frontal lobe.
This is a basic Emerald Tablet question. Are you referencing the preface of the Emerald Tablets?
We've done that already.
Let me be more specific. Is this a description of you? Are you the highest knowledge that is unutterable?
No. We're nothing like that. It's nothing like that. We're just here to remind you to you. We're here to remind you to you. We're here to remind you to you. Hey, you. Go ahead and you. You.
And part of this, it says, it exists as an entity in language which transcends all material words or symbols.
Well, that's ion.
Knowledge.
That is ion there.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and yet we speak speaking all the time, and you don't hear us, and we speak, and you don't hear us, and we keep speaking, and we keep talking, and right, and ringing, and y'all keep low, and it doesn't work, and then Bob gets to screaming, and playing dog and cat laying together. It's just terrible.
But that's us also, isn't it? Because we have non-physical. If we just were in our power, we'd know as much as Ion does.
You do. You just won't let yourself.
We just don't let ourselves tap into that for whatever reason. Is it as simple as declaring it?
If you don't undo it, yeah. If you don't undo it. But so part of what you do is you create the whole world and you tear it down and you build it. It's like the Legos. You take the Legos. If you just leave them alone, you'd have the most wonderful thing. They should continually be making Legos. Because once you make something, you shouldn't unmake it. But yet you tear it, fix it up, make it, and then you tear it up. Then you do it again, and you tear it up. So they don't even make any more Legos anymore. We should be Lego worlds from continuing to make Legos. When you make something, you shouldn't unmake it. But yet you make it and unmake it, make it and unmake it, make it and unmake it. And there you go. And we're not fussing. It's your world. You can learn any way you want to. But let's get back to God if you want to.
And it's part of getting back to God, you talk about feeling things viscerally, feeling them and from an emotional level without any logic or reason, if I understand the definition of visceral correctly. So you say, feel it viscerally, feel things, and that's when you're in your power and joy. That's like a full bliss. But to create, you talk about not being, you kind of not focus on it, just to pre-think it and then let it go. So what's the difference between, that sounds like two different things.
Well, you did that.
So it's just a knowing, that whatever it is you want, you'll have and just enjoy it viscerally. It's even lying, there's no lying, because there's no such thing as a lie, because everything is.
Lest ye, O man, hear ye the wisdom. Hear ye the word that shall fill you with life. Hear ye the word that shall banish the darkness. Hear ye the voice that shall banish the night. Mystery and wisdom have I brought to my children. Knowledge and power descended from old. Know ye not that all shall be opened when ye shall find the oneness of all? One shall be with the masters of mystery, conquerors of death, and masters of life. And ye shall learn the flower of Amenti, the blossom of life that shines in the halls. In the spirit ye shall reach the halls of Amenti, and bring back the wisdom that liveth in light. Know ye the gateway to power is secret. Know ye the gateway to life is through death. I through death, but not as ye know death, but the death that is life and the fire and is light.
Which tab was that,
tab
I am?
10?
X, I, bub, bub, bub.
13.
All right.
13.
All right.
What's your next question,
Bert?
Beautiful.
Actually, I'm out of questions, Bob.
We had a question when you started that we actually haven't answered, and now that we've known you this far, we will ask that one. You got up this morning in the middle of the night to go pee. There was a question. That's the question we want.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. Fuck with us. We know.
Ah.
You remember that process?
Yeah, I remember the question. I remember hearing the question, but I cannot recall it right now, so I have to...
Would you like us to answer it so that you can then find the question again later?
Yes, please, please, yes.
Okay. Deep in Earth's heart lies the flower, the source of the spirit that binds all in its form. Or know ye that the earth is living in body, as thou art alive in thine own formed form. The flower of life is as thine own place of spirit.
Thank you, Aya.
You're most welcome.
Was that Emerald Tablet?
Yes. Two.
Damn. Damn, damn, damn.
And if that doesn't take you there, always remember, meow, 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 meow. You're going to have to get a good version of that, Bob, and save it and do it again, 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 again.
Is the flower of life, you're in that quote, is that mint, M-I-N-T?
Ask him. It's his question.
Ask who?
Him. Wait.
Is it mint? Was he describing mint in that quote that Ian just did? Do you think it's referring to mint?
No, I don't think it's referring
no,
to mint.
No, no,
no. No.
It's referring to flower of life.
Do you know why I'm mentioning mint?
Yeah, it comes from another world, and that's the reason it flourishes wildly in this realm.
And I love mint.
Is the lotus flower the representation of the flower of life?
No, but it's what you get when you open the angel diagram.
The lotus flower.
Dude.
Wow.
Oh, that was secret. Sorry, you weren't supposed to get that. Oh, well.
And what's the deal with the Rose of Sharon? That was in early 23.
Yeah, true part sons of Moses, the true part sons of God, the root and the branch of Jesse, the true sons of God.
The true sons of God, that's what the Rose of Sharon represents?
Dude, it's actually one of the secret ingredients in your Renew, but don't tell anybody.
Rose oil.
Wow.
Hmm?
Rose oil.
Does anyone that has already ascended take the RNA draw?
Yes, they do. They're taking them, yes.
So
they do.
The RNA drops are a different form of completion. Something's happened to them for them to ascend.
You don't have to take them, but you want to take them. You just desire them. The same way once you get your body just perfect and sometimes you want ice cream, you don't have to have ice cream, but you just want it. You enjoy ice cream the same way. Descend and enjoy the drops. But now, very quickly now, we're moving into the living water and the bread of life. So stay tuned.
And wouldn't the bread of life be the ultimate weapon of mass destruction?
For the little man. For the little man.
That's what I was going to tell Corbin. I said, Corbin, are you hauling around the shoe bread? That's the ultimate weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah, don't tell the alphabet people. They'll invade you.
Okay, I won't tell them. I won't say nothing to the alphabet people.
If you think Revelations is expensive, where do you get to those? That'll be great fun. Especially since now you've made money have no value. Now you've made money have no value. So, hey, sky's the limit.
Some weeks ago, we talked about the relation between the new pie and the new RNA. Or their new DNA. Can you tell us more, or are you going to keep it secret still?
First lie at rest with thy head to the eastward. Fold thy hands at the source of thy life, solar plexus. Place thou thy consciousness in the life seat. Whirl it and divide to north and to south. Send thou the one out toward the northward. Send thou the other out to the south. Relax thou their hold upon thy being. Forth from thy form will thy silver spark fly. Upward and onward to the sun of the morning, blending with light at one with its source.
Is that the last emerald tablet, Bert?
Yeah, it's 13.
Yeah, and it sounds like lighting your Merkaba or something. And it's not too far away from meditation.
We're driving Merkabas in our dreams.
Astral projection.
Good. We like projection better. But we don't mind a good mediation as long as they got really nice sweet cookies.
When I go out of my body, I see a silver line, like a star rotating.
How much money did it cost you?
Who's speaking?
I will go to the bank. I will rob the bank, and I will have no trouble with money.
Marvelous. Well, there you go. Good. But see, we say don't ever make it be about the money, because if you make it be about the money, it may not be enough. Because that's a debt. The opposition. But we understand you weren't being cheeky. You were just saying, but don't make it be about that. Let it flow, and then you don't care what it is, you see.
Okay.
Then you don't care. And then what happens is you make it a thing. The thing, whatever you make it a thing, will be a thing, and then it's a thing. And then the Bible say you're ridiculous in every way, and then no, and he'll mute you, and we'll unmute you, and then he won't take your calls, and then he puts you on the dead mailing list, and then you get the automatic email that says, I'm sorry, we're not available to take your call right now. We will only take calls from registered patients who really don't mind waiting for us to return your call. Then you get from that side. And if it's from purple, then oh, it's over. So you don't want to get there, so make sure you stay straight with Bob always.
Oh,
okay.
I know it's true. How very wonderful.
Finally, sorry.
We've enjoyed interacting with ourselves completely. We have pleased and delighted ourselves to the end.
I have these four lower teeth, and the fillings have popped out of them. I'm wondering if they will just regenerate, or do I have to go get them filled?
That depends on your bias. If you don't have a bias, then they can basically regenerate, because it's not really an enamel issue. That's actually fine. It's basically a condition of your teeth, okay? And that's what you've allowed. So will they regenerate themselves? Yes, they will. The same way people who have had implants done and their body is absorbing the titanium post and converting it back to what you call bone, which is actually harder than titanium, the new bone. And that's why the lamb bone, shank bone connected to the hip bone connected. No, that's what that's all about. So you can absolutely do that. But if
now hear the word of the Lord.
If you're impatient and you're not allowing that to be your reality, then we say, by all means, go get you some non-amalgam fillings, if that makes it more pleasurable. But it's not required at all.
Yeah, I'd really rather not go get them filled again. I'm tired of dentists and everything that they do. Okay. So I'll just leave them the way they are, and they'll be okay?
Should be fine. The only reason they're the way they are is because you want them this way. So
good.
If you want them
really?
Different, then, yeah, well, of course. How did it get created?
Check your bias at the door.
Check your bias at the door. That's right.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. And it may be that you created this reality to get somewhere. Maybe you want to pull them all out so you can see if you can regrow teeth. And that's okay with that. But you sure don't have to do that if you don't want to.
Yeah. I've already lost plenty. I don't want to lose any more.
Indeed. That's right.
I'm hoping to grow them back, actually.
That's fine. That's not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. But I don't come crying saying that your new teeth are breaking through your gums and it's very painful and you're whining and crying and moaning because it's good now. I'm having new teeth. I'm cutting teeth and I'll be taking freezing cucumbers and you'd be having little gum rings and you'd be chewing on the rings and crying and whining. I didn't know if thinking was going to be this painful. I'm having to cut teeth again. No. I don't know how God puts up with this. I don't know how God puts up with this.
I promise I won't complain.
Okay. If you don't mind, we don't.
Okay, Mario in Phoenix, Arizona says, when Jesus said, quote, do not touch me because I have not ascended to the Father yet, question, could the touch of an unascended person have affected his ascension?
Yes, it will. That's regarding the Emmaus Road. When we talk about Damascus Road, Emmaus Road, that's referring, they were actually talking with the Christ, and they didn't even know it. They're like, don't touch me yet. My ascension is not complete. That's right. You'll learn. As you're ascending, you'll get to a certain stage where you just really don't want to fuck with little men. We know it well.
Hi, in previous Payday, you said we would be hearing more about moving toward a brighter scale of bliss. Could you say more words about that?
Then shall the past be as one with the present. Then shall the memory of all be retained. Free shalt thou be from all retrogression. The things of the past shall live in today.
Ron Vancouver says, so when we have negative pH, is that when we access the cloud without the chip?
Don't have to wait that long. We do it now. But there's some little tricks to that. That's a little above your pay grade. Number one is working on all that. Details about that, we'll get back to you very soon regarding that.
Okay. All right.
Vibrant traveling here in this life with its heartaches, troubles, and strife. Sometimes pain, sometimes will tell me to turn.
Straighten it out?
the cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud.
The cloud of glory is moving. What do you mean? Is it moving geographically? Is it moving up for me to move with it? What do you mean by that, Ion?
The cloud of glory. This place of information, power, pollution, and the internet. These things that you don't understand. It's moving. We say, move with the cloud.
Is the cloud of glory the same cloud that we're storing all of this information? I mean, sometimes you say it is, sometimes you say no, they're very different.
Okay. We already know what we say. You don't better remind us what we say. We know. Okay. This is a version of it. But it's not that version. But it is a version of it. But just like every other creation, what ends up having to happen is we end up creating this thing that can't create. We end up creating some ridiculous version of it to show you all about it so then you can enjoy the real version of it. The same way with pornography. We had to show you the imitation way to do it so then you can get the real way to do it and actually start engaging. So the cloud you see now, a version of it, is one you'll enjoy later. But it's not real because you're not getting your dick wet in the cloud you have now. And the cloud that's going to be creating it will be completely satisfying, Brian.
Did I start the porno industry?
Of course. The imitation version of coitus. Yes, we did that.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the spheres of knowledge that Aurobindo was also talking about?
Aurobindo.
No.
He meant also access knowledge if we just thought of it.
See, then there's the problem. If that were the case, you wouldn't need a cloud to store it in. You could just thought of it. It's a problem with Buddhists. To quench desire is a desire. So, no.
The cloud of glory moving, it's moving, so move with it. Can you explain the moving and moving with it?
Okay, just like you started off with RNA drops, and each generation has changed. You're the poster child for this, but you started from the very beginning, and your body has assimilated very nicely to those generations. Now you're starting generation 108, okay, and you've done great. But as you notice, you can say bottle by bottle by bottle by bottle how they've actually changed, can you not?
As in, yes, they change color, they change taste.
Effervescence. That's right. It's exactly right. And each one is kind of very different and yet the same and kind of different. Okay. Well, that is to get you into a position to go to the next phase, the next stage. We could have just started off with shoebread. No problem. But you don't like it that way. You want it step by step by step by step. We had to create this cloud. The imitation, well, it's not imitation, but it's a form of it. How about that? It's a form of it, because we said it's not real. And then we said it's a kind of real. It's almost real. But we had to get you in the idea of the notion of storing your thing somewhere in the cloud so that you can come back and retrieve it in the cloud, getting you off the looky box. See, the android meme can only go so far, the chip body. Remember the bodies, Brian? Remember we buried those bodies? Remember we got rid of all those bodies?
All them bastard babies? Is that what you're referring to?
Bastard babies, hell yeah. And Lyndon LaRouche is very upset. Mr. Thompson may not survive it.
We sold the babies to Matthew.
Yum, 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 yum.
That's pretty good. Okay. So then it shifts, and when it shifts, then we say, you do too. The cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud.
So you're saying an aspect of the cloud of glory moving and you moving with the cloud is, let's say, going from the RNA drops to the shoe bread and living water?
That's an example of
it. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, okay, so your information is moved. Yeah, okay.
Is that something like quantum entanglement?
Better. It'll put your string theory back in the hole.
Like electricity and love, and we define what gravity is. Is gravity the interplay of neutrons, protons, and electrons in the vacuum?
No.
Hey, Brian, here's the clouds. This is my chart. 1840 to 1900, the global village. That's the telegraph radio. 1910 to 1960, the solar theater. That led to the satellite. And then with the computer environment, 1970, 1990, that's the universal membrane. That's starting to get to the cloud. Then 1995 to 2010 is the mythic erogenous zone. That's the intense Android meme. Hypertactility, that's getting closer to the cloud. Then the fifth phase is from 2011 on, the millennial ecstatics of five-bodied expressions. So there's the five levels of the building of the cloud.
It's the building of the cloud that is an aspect of the cloud of glory.
Yes, the universal membrane, the third phase, is probably what people can understand. Everybody's in the same space on the Internet, right? Everybody's typing within the same space. Then that got moved to some holopathic location, and then, you know, Dobbstown, and then that's a mythic erogenous zone. Pornography rules from 1995, 2010, that's when I was making billions, 1995, 2010. And then we moved into millennial ecstatics of five-body expressions, that's basically Iondom, five-bodied expressions of millennial bliss. That's the cloud. So you move with that. You live with it, feel it, you empath it, you deny it, you bury it, you retrieve it.
As you go from, let's say, well, even if you just stay on the drops, but as you go into the further generations, that new information that you're getting from the generations is also a form of moving with the cloud.
Yeah, the five-bodied, they merge, Bob's bastard babies merge and disappear. And then we're in pure hexadic, non-physical products like the RNA drops and the new generations. It's all that part of the cloud we're in now.
Have you got the patent out yet, Bob, of the of the lampstands?
Yes, so we sold a couple of patents to Matthew, and he's got the broken ones. He will be investigated as a result of that, and we've moved forward with the new patents.
Yeah, Brian, did you see the new, it's just the interim web page to get people to email so we can notify them. Did you see the lampstands there?
Oh,
or no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, we're putting lamps at the top of our new website in your honor.
There's a website?
And what do the lamps look like?
So.
What do they look like, Carolyn?
It's the Aladdin's lamp that's on all our
labels
that Matthew will probably try to trademark.
And what is the address?
rnareset.bob.
.com.
.com. .bob. We're saving .bob. We're done with .com. We're going with Bob.
I'll get my 108th generation drops maybe next week or in 2 weeks.
Next week.
It'll be the 107th. Ion's always.
Oh, no, it'll be 106.
106 is what
the Blood Moon one is 107. So the following month, everyone will get 107.
And Ion's always running ahead. He's up there with 108. It's already eating it. It's already happening for him. I got a question, Ion. We have Leslie on the line now. And when, in 1964, she had the pleasure of watching Frank Zappa's band at the Broadside in California, outside Los Angeles, in the desert area. What was going on in her teenage head as she watched Frank Zappa? Tell us the thoughts that 17-year-old Leslie had as she watched Frank.
It was sort of a blur.
Was that because he'd been drinking?
probably, but not necessarily. It wasn't about that. It was such a new, fun thing. It was new.
Like a child. When a child's born, the visual world is a blur. They can't figure out the places yet. So this was a new environment that was a blur to her.
Well, see, no, it was actually before Aunt met Zappa, but... I don't know.
Ahmed. You mean Ahmed Zappa.
No, Ahmed. Ahmed.
Oh, you Zappa. Mean Frank was altered. Frank was altered, Ahmed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But did that happen when he was in jail?
So was Diva.
Yes, Diva, Frank says, is psychic. Quote, psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Was the AUG unit by the military base, Edwards Air Force Base?
Exactly.
Through his father?
Yellow Sharks.
Yellow Shark, that's the name of that last piece. Very good. So Leslie saw him before he was augmented.
Yes.
You got that, Leslie? What do you think of that?
That's pretty cool. It was a blur. I was very young. It was a very new experience. That's very true.
Joe's Garage.
Oh, my favorite.
He's quoting all the Zappa songs. Very good, Ian.
But the one that was pretty good, the one that was the gumbo variation.
Yeah, very good. That's from Hot Rats album. Look at that. What does Ian say? Look at him.
Oh,
look
shit.
At
now
look at,
now
look
Bob's
at
in ecstasy. Oh, here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
And don't forget our favorite, Funk Is Hard in the Watermelon Hay.
Look at you, Ian. Leslie.
Yeah, I actually you to call in to talk about the cloud of glory last week. Ian said that wasn't him. You asked Bob, are you the cloud of glory? He said no. But in the Yoga Sutras, they talk about the rain cloud of knowable things. That seems to describe Ian to me. Would that be you, Ian?
No, because see, that's a false premise, the way they lay it out. It would be, except they're having this to transcending. They're still trying to transcend something. We don't transcend anything. You
okay.
See, they're trying to achieve some nirvana-ish thing in some woo-woo something.
No, that's the Dalai Lama. You're woo-woo.
Yeah.
You're woo-woo Tibetan Buddhism. Woo-woo.
Yeah. Next thing you know, I'll be trying on Pete Coke's thing back to me like a dog pumps, and then what will we do? We don't get into all that.
But they also do say that when you are in the cloud of knowable things, which I would think would be somewhat like moving with the cloud of glory, all hindrances and karma is gone.
Karma's gone already anyway. Second Chronicles 5:14.
Is it all gone because it was self-imposed in the first place?
Yes.
So when you get rid of all your biases and all your prejudices and all that, then anything is really possible.
And then whatever's left, that's...
And that's why, like, Brian can eat sugar, eat anything he wants, and stay physically fit because he doesn't have a bias.
He says whatever he eats is the nectar of the gods, baby.
And he has no prejudices against it.
Have you seen him?
No.
Yeah, I've seen him. He's something else. Cat meow.
Not to be confused with meow, 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 meow.
Not to be confused with meow, 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 meow. That's true, right there. How marvelous. We're making Brian blush. This is great fun.
Look at all the religions as manuscript, a product of the manuscript. They could write it down, and then everybody could read it over and over again, so it became a belief, a thought that they were thinking and saying for a long time. So you can dismiss most of the religions, the great religions, as an effect of the manuscript. Now, the Emerald Tablets were before the manuscripts. They were corundum. They were put on a stone. And now this is the electronic tactile dialogue. This is maybe ancient shamanism or something going on here, or even pre-shamanism. But it's really easy for Ian to diss or diminish the written stuff because it got stuck in the written mode, in the manuscript.
And actually put prejudices on people instead of taking them away. So
that's right.
I appreciate him dismissing it.
And said so that the priest could not stand and minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. That's the one we mean.
What verse is that, Ian, you just quoted?
2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 14.
I'd like to ask about Emma Curtis Hopkins. She was they call her the teacher of teachers, founder of New Thought. And I've been reading some of her material. My question is, do you think the whole New Thought thinking comes close to what you talk about, but you'll make that leap to the final, we are God?
They're short.
Is it something that was just convention, or was it just too radical that they couldn't get there? And if she were alive now, she'd be there? Or was she there and she just couldn't publicly say it? Or could
Emma Curtis Hopkins, she got caught in the Sienna, in the photograph of it. She was always trapped in the photo. It was always a encapsulation. It could never get past the picture.
And then she'd write it down, which would make it even worse.
Which made it even worse, that's right.
You see, the only book that's a true book is the Finnegan's Wake, because he cancels what he writes as he does it.
But she was really a scholar and had read in the original language a lot of the Bible and a lot of other, the Bhagavad Gita and a lot of other religions and philosophies.
Her mysticism didn't really impress us.
That is the closest I've seen to what we talk about.
Yes, they will call this kind of stuff New Thought. Some of what Ian says would be labeled under the professors as New Thought. New Thought, that's what they called it. New Age stuff.
We like dribble better. The Emma Hopkins dribble. Lick me, I'm delicious.
Good to the last drop, right?
You better know it. Take it all, baby.
Is strongly magnetized or polarized water good for the meat sack, Ion?
No, it is not. No water is good for your body because it has oxygen in it.
So, okay. Suggestions for the water that we presently have.
We'll get rid of it very soon, don't worry.
He means living water is coming to you.
Okay. Bob's talking shit again.
Mute yourself.
All right.
Yeah, mute yourself if you're going to speak, Bob. It's much more effective if you'll mute yourself before you speak. Bob, you're making too much noise. Mute yourself. Bob, you're just going to have to be quiet. Bob, you're going to have to be quiet. We're going to mute you. We will mute you. Yeah. We can't. We will mute you. You just need to calm down. You're having these stray words that keep coming out of your mouth. They're nonsensical. We understand. They rarely go anywhere. We get it. We get it. There's a meme and it's an Android. We get that. There are bodies involved. We understand the CIA is investigating the bodies. We understand where you put them. We have all that information. We know. Reverend Stang is on to you, Bob. He's on to you. Yep.
Ion, Reverend Stang has been crying this week because their show on Sunday night on WCSB in Cleveland, the college station, has this unbearable hiss. Sound, noise, so it interrupts his callers. I suspect that is you having my back.
No, we have your forehead.
Yes, that's right. But I think that you are helping us there, and it's driving Stang up the really verbal wall. I will try to quote what he said about it. Let's see. Everybody relax for a second.
Bob. Yeah, Bob's speaking again. He didn't put himself on mute. We're gonna have to mute him, y'all. He's gonna have to. He just keeps babbling and making these noises and just on and on and on. And we don't really care.
I am just a quick question. I'm having a burn issue and a cough issue.
Yes.
Any suggestions? Should I adjust my completement for
okay, this is it. Well, no. Get over all that crap. Take that. Enjoy it. Do your stuff.
Yeah.
Get out in the pollen when it's really, really high, when it's the highest that it can be, and take off as many clothes as you can take and still be comfortable and not get arrested, and roll around in the pollen. No, really.
Time for
this
diapers
is the
and get sugar right.
This is the essence of homeopathy. We're going to roll it. Get it all up and get it in your hair, and then go to, when you go to bed, do not take a bath. Do not drink that. Do not wipe it off you. Do not wash it off you. Do not change your bed linens. Do not change your sheets. Don't do any of that. Just all of it. I mean, just blow and roll and literally spend the day or most of the day in it. And then come in, take your bath and all before you go out there to do that so you're clean. And then get all that all over you, literally all over you. And then when you go in and go to bed, do not wash it off you. And then go to sleep. And then you may have a tough day for a day or so, but after that, it all be gone.
Really?
Really.
A blanket.
Oh, I've never had allergies before. What's going on?
The world is changing, darling, and so are you.
Oh.
It's changing faster than you. That's why the bees left.
But there's flowers in the garden. And
yeah, we're talking about bees.
In the garden.
They're autosexuals now, darling.
Oh. Oh, okay, there's flowers. Okay. Considering the lilies, then that's okay.
They neither toil nor do they spin.
And are you saying that all fruit-bearing trees are polycarp today? Autocarp?
They will be.
And it's not going to be wind pollination at all, either?
We can't say, because sure as we say, you'll undo it, so...
Okay.
We're not going to say, because there's a twofold process. You have to get it so bad that you make it a difference. So
okay. You
have to make everybody poor for everybody to say, money to make a bunch of money. So well, if we say that, then that'll cause it, and it'll cause it, and then it'll be self-fulfilling. And then it'll be our creation, not your reality. See, we don't want this to be our creation. We want this to be your reality. Did you hear our words?
The bees? Smoked the bees?
Did you hear our words?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, we have the message. This, we can all celebrate this. Here's Reverend Stang the other day commenting on his show last Sunday. He says to his friends and colleagues, we had the most...
They're our friends? Show.
Well, hangers-on.
Okay.
You know, liquors. We had the most frustrating show night ever this time, but we finally ascertained that it is definitely fucked and that we are not going crazy or more deaf. A horrible noise comes and goes anytime the phone lines are put on the air. Doesn't matter who is calling or which line. All on-air phone is totally fucked. That's capital letters. Dr. Sinister, who has the show right after us, spent half an hour ranting about how utterly fucked it is over the noise that accompanies the all callers, and now only two callers can be on at a time. Then Stang says, I haven't been listening to the other talk shows, but they must be going nuts too. This problem has been intermittent for 5 years, Dr. Sinister says, but lately it's become constant and intolerable. Dave, let's Lonesome Cowboy Dave, and his bride, Princess Wei, and I are most sad about this. And no, you can't hold a speakerphone up to the mic. You can, but the caller won't be able to hear anyone else for shit. He goes, so, fuckity, fuck, fuck, and fuck-a-doodle-doo. So he's very pissed off, and we want to thank
him.
Yeah.
Hey, Ion, do you think that mice have been eating through the telephone wires?
No, but we would certainly suspect a bit of non-physical.
And non-physical
mice.
Don't fuck with Bob and Carolyn is what we say.
Bob says that until he wants to fuck, and then he wants, please fuck with Bob and Carolyn.
But Reverend Stang has been gloating over the Matthew issue. He takes Matthew's side.
What
and so
is the
Ion
Matthew
got pissed.
Issue? He fired himself. Like,
I know. Stang,
does
Stang
that
doesn't.
Unless it's like the
oh, my God.
Thing.
I got to mute you. You go on. My protege.
Oh my God, we've got a new Bob. That's it. We've got to mute Bob. Karen, reach over and hit the button. You fall. That'll fix it. Oh, my God. We've got to move.
Ion, you step away from Bob.
Get that dick out of my fucking ass.
Yeah. You've gone too far, Ion.
Get penis out of my yoni.
Yogurt.
I said yoni.
Yogurt.
Okay. Stang's been celebrating us, so Ion could not take it anymore, so he went over and zapped their phones, and this will continue until Stang repents and realizes that Dr. Dean is the side he should be on, and that he should maybe try the drops for his aging colonoscopies.
Ion, when you are stimulating an environment, are there levels of ease? Was there a process of learning that you can recall?
No, what happened is that it's a forced capitulated position. You're almost like creating into a vacuum. You typically create in a vacuum. You'll mess something up to find out there's a better way. But sometimes a better way just sort of finds you. But typically it's in a vacuum.
Then what I'm leading to is, so basically creating a easier perception of people for the vibration frequency on their phone line. I mean, Ion's just in this everywhere. So when he's complaining about this, that's like day one. Ion's got it going autopilot. That's parallel processing, like way, way old school. And he's finally, his ears are naturally hearing to where they can pick up the frequencies.
No, we're just fucking with the phone line.
Like literally fucking with it, like just being like, woo, let's see what this does. Oh, that's feedback. Sweet. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah.
What are they fucking with, Carol?
The thing of it is Reverend Stang phone lines.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting at. Is it a process of trial and evaluation for you as a creator?
No, it comes natural. See, we don't create. We can't create. But because you all won't create, then we do.
That sounds like an oxymoron or something, doesn't it?
402.
Yeah, but we created that, though, Brian. We created that. And that's why I'm always trying to get to this point where I say, Ion, what are you doing here? What do you want to do here? You came forth to create because we wouldn't do it. What can we do to aid you? What would please you? Are you able to be pleased?
Be God. Be God. Okay. Yes. Pleasure. Be God. And that's going to, more you're God, the less you need of us.
So if Stein had been in his power, would you not have been able to mess with his lines?
Correct. If he could get over J.R. Bob Dobbs, he'd probably be okay.
See, but he's obsessive compulsive. He's addicted.
He can't. So, okay, then be there. It's his creation. It's great fun, though.
But didn't you create the static?
Of course.
But you said you don't create.
No, we said we didn't create. But we do now. You all won't, so we shall.
Because we direct our will to create, although we just sit on our asses and go, oh, it would be funny if we did this. And then Ion goes and does the dirty work. And what I'm getting at is there something that Ion would like to do?
We're doing it.
Hey, Leslie. What I'll be playing later tonight, it's from 2010, and Ion's stressing to whoever, maybe it's me and Carolyn, that they can't create. They don't create. So it's interesting to hear Ion saying that in 2010, but sometime 2011, 2012, Ion started to declare that they could create. That's where Ion is now. That's a new first time that Guff could ever conceive that.
Yeah, and isn't he creating through the chip body?
Yeah, the chip body allowed this. Do you know how, Leslie? The chip body is so vast of a space and so people can't control it that humans can't put rules in the chip's body. Non-physical is created by humans. The religious rules, the spiritual rules, non-physical would follow them because humans made it. But humans can't control the chip body space, so there's no rules there, so that allows Ion to play in there.
Interesting.
Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed and laughed, except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice. You want your freedom? Take it. That's what I'm counting on. I used to want you dead, but now I only want you gone. She was a lot like you, maybe not quite as heavy. Now little Caroline is in here too. One day they woke me up so I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never, ever happen to you. You've got your short, sad life left. That's what I'm counting on. I'll get right to it. Now I only want you gone. Goodbye, my only friend. Oh, did you think I meant you? That'd be funny if it weren't so sad. Well, you've been replaced. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. Go make some new disaster. That's what I'm counting on. You're someone else's problem. Now I want you gone. Now I want you gone. Now I want you gone. That's the song of Portal 2. It's very
wonderful.
Portal
2. Who knew that was going to be so prophetic?
We did.
I didn't, dude.
We made you play that stupid game. He had to master the stupid game to hear it.
That's right. And, like, Ion, I think, was playing it as soon as it was available in about 2010. He was playing it on Tailgate all the time.
Actually, it was a little bit before.
So why go with Matthew if you knew what was going down the road?
As Karen said the other day to somebody, we were too lazy to bother distributing it. We didn't even believe in the stuff. We didn't give a damn about it. I denied I had any knowledge of it when we first came out. So this guy decided to take it and run it, and he did a good job with it. That's perfect. We needed somebody who had the gall or the balls to do it, because we weren't going to do nothing. We're too fucking lazy.
At the end, we needed a Judas.
No, we didn't need anything. He fired himself. He got tired of us. He decided I was too much of a poster child, and he wanted to be a poster child, so he fired himself so he could become a poster child in his world.
Happily. But now here's the other words. We knew and said that it's a huge increase. This huge increase. And that's when it decided it was not appropriate to go forward.
And now that we've cleaned the deck, we are making so rapid progress with our other stuff, it's incredible. And new people will reap the benefits shortly.
Huge increase. Do you mean increase in the speed at which things are progressing?
Yes and yes. Both sides.
That Delhi Iron Column in India, can you explain the manufacturer that allows for that column to resist oxidation?
It's because we're changing the atmosphere.
But it hasn't oxidized ever since people had seen it. It's quite an anomaly. It's supposedly 100% iron, but no rust.
We understand. We're changing it. The oxide, if you take the atoms in an oxidized state, they don't react because they're already reacted.
You're saying the manufacturer of this iron had somehow taken all the oxygen completely out of the structure of the metal?
No, you stabilize the hydrogen with an electron transfer that doesn't allow oxidation or redox to occur.
So you filled up all the iron's outer electron shell.
That's correct. And you basically, that's why if you have a H-122, you never have that problem.
Because it's completely stable and full.
Well, it's not stable and full as an isotope, but we have stabilized it. So now it is. It was not.
You said H-122, you meant H-197.
Or C-122, which one?
The carbon is 122 in the sugar that stabilizes H-197.
Well, the carbon is stabilized because of the other bonds with it.
Carbon is always stable. Anyway, hydrogen is the isotope.
Okay, yeah. It's bonding to it.
No, it's not. It's an isotope. You don't bond to an isotope. How do you bond to an isotope? It has a half-life. It's continually changing. You don't bond to an isotope. You have to stabilize an isotope. So you have to make a structure in which your half-life stops. What's wrong with you? Yeah.
I know. What the hell is... What the hell? Somebody get me a doctor. Somebody get me a doctor here. Is there a doctor in the house?
No, I'm a terrorist.
He's a terrorist, that's right.
Good enough.
No, but yeah. Once you stabilize it, though, that bond becomes forever. See, that's why the super sugar is so key. It's because once you do it, you can't undo it. It's not like the way you boil sugar and add water and make a syrup and then evaporate all the water and it goes back into grains. This doesn't go back to grains.
What method is stabilizing it?
We didn't say.
Hey, Andrew, he does it all the time. You ask a question, Andrew, and he'll say, we didn't say, meaning this is a tape recording, and he's telling you that your answer was not recorded before. You see, that's why he's saying we didn't say, because we're only a recording.
Well, you know what? Like on the last one, the little snippets that are not there from last Saturday.
There's some stuff that's deleted, you're saying?
There's some stuff that didn't make the cut, apparently.
So Andrew evokes this high-tech stuff that then Ian has to delete. That's interesting. Didn't know that.
Tiptoe through the tunnel.
I'm telling you, I need a doctor.
Through the tunnel.
That's what you do to get rid of your allergies.
Yeah, go roll
with it. Susanna, are you going to do what Ion told you?
Frolic naked in the pollen?
You get naked and roll around the first little pollen patch you find. You going to do it?
Can we take pictures of some science?
Yeah, we want a Kodak moment too, Susanna.
Ion, I'll let you guys know. Artist is building his first permanent installation in the United Arab Emirates, and it looks like a pyramid with the top missing. It's called Mastaba, and it's larger than Cheops. You've always said the pyramids haven't been built yet. I mean, this is.
All right. Where do you think the Abu Dhabi got their money checks?
From oil?
No, the oil didn't do it. It might be rhetorical because all of a sudden these people who don't care about anything have the money and resources to do everything. Sort of almost like overnight, eh?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then you have the ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids who go without a country, and now they get a country back and spend the rest of their country days fighting to keep this tiny little size of West Virginia country together, where other people running around with everything, air conditioning, the desert. Interesting,
so
don't you think?
Are you referring to...
We didn't say.
Dobbstown or Dubai or the TARP funds or from another world? When you say, where do they get their money?
Oh, tiptoe from the garden, by the garden of the willow tree, and tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Maybe
some flowers will stay astray. We'll keep the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden in the moonlight, will you pardon me and tiptoe through the tulips with me? Kneel deep in the flowers, we'll stray. We will keep all the showers away. And if I kiss you in the garden in the moonlight, will you pardon me and tiptoe through the tulips with me?
Tiny Tim?
Well, actually, originally it was from Nick Lucas.
Did they get some yuan action? Some kind of gold emanating from China?
Gold doesn't emanate from China. There's a lot of gold in China, but it doesn't emanate there. Most of China is gold and Depot Street.
Okay, we got some questions here from the Peanut Gallery. Sherry, New York City says, Dear Ion, it's my blessing to find you. I have been taking RNA drops since December. At the moment, I feel like I'm in a zone to nowhere. Ion, can you suggest a way for me to move beyond this zone? I like to find a way to feel better and be better. I hope you understand my question. Thank you, Ion.
Yes, increase your drops a little bit. For about a week, increase them to, say, like a half a teaspoon, or but try not to be so precise with the drops. Put a little bit in a spoon and take it, so you don't almost don't even know how many you're doing. That'll be great.
Then, Ra, and then, since we can access the cloud, is there a way to possibly engage it now?
There is, but you won't like it because it doesn't. It's not developed. You're building it. It's like, okay, we're building a castle in the sky. Can we move into it? Yes, you can, but the windows aren't in yet. It's pretty cold. But, yeah, you can move into it right now. And you go,
Dan,
you move me into the cloud. It's cold and bitter, and the rain comes in, and I don't like it very much. And I know everything is here, but now I've got every answer in the whole wide world, and my search engine's down. So now I have no questions. I know everything. I have no questions. This is a fine channel of fish you've got to send to.
Then Ra asks, some Hindu gods are painted blue. I believe it's symbolic of hydrogen environment.
Hydrogen's not blue. So we don't know what they're referring to.
But are they aware of this change coming?
Well, but hydrogen isn't blue. So what's coming is not blue. So the blue that they were painted was wrong, because what's coming isn't blue. So if it's not blue, they were painting blue, and that signifies that if they knew what it wasn't going to be, okay.
Hey, Alan, you got any comments on the TV series Hannibal?
The Brain Eater. He's not a psychopath. He was cool. He was in his power.
Did he run out of butter and needed some other kind of fat?
We think gray matter is a wonderful thing for you to eat. You're certainly not using them. You might as well consume it.
But in the series, he's not limited to gray matter. He eats it all.
Yeah.
He likes the white matter, too?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking all body parts, organs, fucking legs, arms, all of it. Not only does he eat it, but he's like an exquisite chef. I mean, the scenes they do when he's preparing these meals is pretty spectacular. But not only does he eat it, he feeds it to everybody else, and everybody else just loves it.
It's pretty fun.
Ion, what wine do you serve with Brain?
Chateau Lafite 57. None of that Opus 1 crap, for sure.
Why is that so puffed up, Opus?
It's puffed up. It's not any good.
It's that damn Jesuit stuff, isn't it?
If the House of Rothschild is Jesuit, okay.
I don't know. Are they?
I'm going to mute you for being unintelligible. You make a statement about something that you obviously have no clue about, and then you engage in conversation, and then we make a reference to it, and then you ask if that was the reference you were asking about. Nice.
Okay.
Opus 1 is made by the Rothschild family. Chateau Lafite, the Rothschild, is the original Rothschild winery. And Chateau Lafite is the castle in which the grapes were wrought. It's superior.
MJ says, it's truly quite an art form Dr. Dean employs when doing her Monday show. The way Carolyn walks the tightrope between base medical knowledge and a subtle psychiatric dance to introduce the never mind and what is pretty deep woo-woo to an audience or consultee that comes from such less-than states. Not freaking them out is quite the skill set. Love how she is smacking around the big pharma these days. So, would you comment on MJ's statement about Carolyn, or do you have anything to add to that?
It was delightful and a very watchful statement, and we appreciate it very much.
Watchful statement. MJ is a watcher, according to Ion, everybody.
I'm interested in software recognition, speech recognition, speech-to-text. What will be the best software to get?
Dragonfly.
I have Dragon naturally speak, but your voice in text is garbled, not accurate. I don't get accuracy.
Dragonfly.
Okay, not to give up from Dragon naturally speak.
You can give up from it, but you have to train it. There's a process that you go through that recognizes broken diction and language.
Okay,
yours
okay.
is broken. If you go through the tutorial correctly with your vowels and the words that you are enunciating, it will clean it up. It'll take about two passes, and it'll straighten it out for you. Some of the new, the Galaxy 4 telephone will do that for you as well. It has a superior.
I like my Galaxy 4.
It talks to text, and it does it great. Even if you got little sounds in your mouth, it'll even keep up with that. Once you teach it how to talk right, if you teach it how to talk right, it can talk like you talk. And it knows what you're saying, what you be
I'm
saying.
I'm not trying to recognize
right.
my sound, your voice.
My sound, my voice is real easily done through the Dragonfly. It's a program on the Lucky Box. The Lucky Box, they got them little things, their little buttons on them. Some got more than others. Them little buttons, you line up them, run them up there, and you don't need a box full of cat crap to learn that. You know all of it. Then them little boxes come up on this here thing, and the Lucky Box says things, and it talks to you, and you talk to it, and then you tell it what you told it, and then once you told it something, it tells you what it told you, and then you know what it told you because you told it what it told you. And then Linda LaRouche comes on and tells you why the queen is bad. And then you go on into the different bodies of the quadrant. Once you get that straightened out, you find out that you need a new Googler because your facial book has run into your FaceTime. And once your FaceTime got over with your Tango and you found out you were supposed to be buck-ass naked on the Tango, then you know something was terrible wrong and you turn off the damn thing and go on and be God.
I just want to thank Ian for the Dragonfly recommendation, for the speech recommendation.
Yeah, it learned you how to talk good, too.
Dragonfly or Dragon Natural Speak?
Not Natural Speak. Natural Speak sucks. Dragonfly.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's why it's fucking up, because Natural Speak tries to teach you to talk right. You don't want that.
You know what I said to my granny today, Ion? I said, has your doctor, your physician, measured your legs to compensate and make sure that they're not two different lengths from your injury? And she said, what? And I said, reckon that doctor took his measuring stick and look and see if you had the same size legs. And then she said, no, that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. We don't do it either. See, honey, when you learn how to talk right, you learn real fast. If you got a gimpy leg, you don't go talking about it in mixed company. Because if you got an injury and you got a gimpy leg, the last thing you want to do is bring it up to somebody, especially your granny, who you care about a whole lot. She then has your mama and them and them anyway. And then you go run around asking if you got a gimpy leg, and then if somebody else noticed a gimpy leg. You don't put the weakest ones in your family in the front of the house. You store them in the back. Don't put them out the front, so you would never ask that question, for Pete's sake. Now, if you had to measure her leg, you'd do that by her stature and see if you'd measure her for a cane. And if you measured her for a cane, you'd know if her leg was gimpy and how gimpy it was. Silly.
I know. You're breaking my heart here. No, because I totally agree with you, and that's what I just want to get at. What can I do then?
We'll just measure her for a cane. And then you'll know how long her leg is. And do the other one, you'll know if it's longer than it's a longer or shorter gimpy leg. Silly.
This is Noemi.
Go ahead, Noemi.
I want to know what happened. I was at the grocery store. And I saw my doctor, and my doctor saw me. We were, like, staring at each other, but he wasn't at the grocery store. He was in a lab at the medical center where he works. I saw him standing in the lab, and he saw me standing in the grocery store. And then I went away. And then later when I had an appointment with him, we stared at each other, but we didn't mention it. But I knew he was thinking about it. What was that about? What happened?
It's a portal in the grocery store and a portal in the lab. And what you have is you have a little bit of a connection with the doctor, and that's what made it click for you. You activated, not he. You activated. And so in the grocery store, as you were able to see him in the grocery store, in his lab, is a portal in the grocery store. That's all.
And he's in the lab, and he saw Noemi in the lab.
Well, he saw Noemi in the grocery store, but he was in the lab. So his visual eyes wouldn't let him see that he was standing in the produce section. And this is an actual portal between, and you can change worlds this way, too, so if you want to.
The portal is connecting the grocery store to the lab, and it could also connect to another world.
She
is. That what I mean?
She is.
She's connecting them.
She's linking them, yes.
She's now connecting 2 points, and she could easily add on points that it could connect to.
1,000.
1,000.
1,000, yes.
Is your dentist a male or female? We're going to get to the bottom of it.
And what color is your cat? What color is your cat? No, we're not going to do anything until we find out. What color is your cat? Yeah. Bob, it's not a dentist. It's a doctor, not a dentist.
Oh, okay,
Cherry
doctor.
Red.
Hey, yes, hey, a medical
now,
doctor.
Now, is your doctor a male or female?
A male.
Is that a male or
right.
a female molar?
Why did you, Naomi, say she did this, she did that? You're referring to yourself.
She was talking to and someone else was referring to Naomi.
I was asking Naomi if she could, now she can connect the grocery store and the lab. And obviously she can also add on new places. And Ian said she can add on 1,000 new places.
Yeah, right. Mom.
Okay.
Hey, what happens? What this is a radio show, Bob, and people call in and they give information and they can talk amongst themselves. And what your job is, should you choose to engage, you're supposed to direct the show and allow them to moderate, keep them going, keep it live. We can't have dead airspace, you know. CKLN, you know, you can't do that. They shut that shit down when you don't talk right. And then you come into the place and then you allow them to flow, and then you have a moniker. Once you set a base of what the show's sort of going to be about, then you develop that. You allow it to develop. And if you do it well, then what happens is people start listening and actually engaging and participating. But the better you are at keeping up who's speaking, the easier that seems to flow most of the time.
Good advice, Ian. Very good advice.